secondrunnings.me. So, today is Sunday. I haven't done an audio diary in a while. And decided to go out for a quick little walk in the incredibly cold weather that we're having. Well, I guess it's not incredibly cold. It's cold compared to where we've been the last couple of weeks. Last couple of weeks we've had a nice warm-up in the 30s, some 40-degree days. And then everything kind of froze over last night. We're back down in the 20s. You can probably hear the background sound of my feet on the snow, which has turned into crunchy ice. It's actually kind of cool to listen to. It's got a neat sound to it. Just kind of walking out on one of the paths near my house where I live. Today is supposed to be a cross-training day for running, but like many runners, I don't really care for many types of cross-training. The only cross-training I really enjoy is biking, but at 20 degrees, ice, that kind of stuff, it's not my cup of tea for cross-training, eh? So, I haul my butt to the gym or hit the exercise bike in my basement sometimes, but not as much as I should. But had a really good race yesterday, which is what I blogged about yesterday. Was really pleased with how that went. It was a good hill workout. Just trying to get the running back into the swing of things, get the holiday eating back under control, all those types of things. So that's been my running update for the weekend. Most of this weekend is kind of interesting on a different topic. This will be kind of a rambling audio diary. Just saw this morning the results were posted from something called the Upper Mississippi Mashout, which is a beer brewing competition here in Minnesota. It's one of the bigger ones in the Midwest here. And I saw one of my friends placed in that competition, so I sent him a congratulatory email and such. And this was actually the first year in a couple of years that I haven't entered the competition. As far as beer brewing this year, I'm just not really sure that I'm going to do many competitions. The entire competition environment and everything, it's something you really got to be into, and so much of it is subjective. I've been a steward at a couple of competitions, and it's, you know, the bad beers drop out pretty quick. That's not too hard. But once you get to a certain level, the differences between the good beers are incredibly subjective as to what one person's palate interprets for a particular flavor or a particular taste. So I don't know if I'll do many contests this year. I've got a couple medals from previous contests, and a lot of times I'm limited by the type of water that I have out in the suburb that I'm in, unless I want to haul a bunch of water in from other places and such, or get a reverse osmosis filter or something like that. So just kind of feeling like this year, I'm just, anytime I brew this year, it'll probably be for the pleasure of just drinking it myself. The interesting thing about a lot of competitions is that much of what people enjoy, a lot of good craft beers and such, probably wouldn't even place in homebrew competitions because of the BJCP standards, which are actually currently being revised, are very particular about how something should fit a particular style. And a lot of the new craft breweries out there are really experimenting with mixing different styles, merging things together, and coming up with some actually really tasty stuff, but sometimes it's not actually very competition-centric, so. But the Great American Beer Fest and such, which is really more for the commercial brewers, tends to award a lot of creativity in the commercial realm. So that's my beer brewing. I'm still trying to carbonate my cider. It's not carbonating the way I want it to. I need to check that again today and see. I up the pressure on it a little bit. I'm just trying to get a little bit more CO2 flowing through it. But I got that coming out on tap. Again, kind of came out a little too cinnamon for my taste, but it's very drinkable, very pleasant. So I still have a couple other kegs of beer in there and picking up the occasional six-pack of interesting stuff. So, but the that's kind of what's new at the beer front. On the geeky tech front, not too much new. My family and I, we've been working on some of the Nintendo Wii U games that we picked up. I've been enjoying that. We're almost complete on Mario 3D World. Still got a little ways to go to 100% the game, but that's been a ton of fun. So, been enjoying that activity. But otherwise, probably make this audio diary a little short today. Not too much to say, just trying to keep up with the discipline of creating something every day. I think what I might do, though, is I might let the recorder just run for a minute here. Let it pick up some of the sounds of the forest, or the small woods here, and the crunch of the feet, and the ice, and such. And so I might leave you with a minute or so that at the end here of this.